This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An incident over the Black Sea has further raised tensions over Russia's war in Ukraine, this time involving an American drone. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
U.S. surveillance drone is flying a mission over the Black Sea.
This MQ-9 was operating in international airspace over international waters and posed a threat to nobody.
But the National Security Council's John Kirby says two Russian fighter jets flew near the drone.
It is not the first time, certainly in recent weeks, that there's been intercepts. It is the first time that an intercept resulted in the splashing of one of our drones.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's chief spokesman, says one of the Russian jets hit the MQ-9's propeller.
Because of the damage, we were in a position to have to essentially crash it into the Black Sea.
Russia denies its plane struck the drone. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Matt Lee explains in an AP interview that it is not uncommon for the U.S. to fly drones in the area and that the downing of the drone is a major issue.
This is a serious incident that will cause repercussions, particularly as it relates to the whole situation in Ukraine right now.
Honduras president says that her government will seek to establish diplomatic relations with China, which would imply severing relations with Taiwan. And she said on her Twitter account Tuesday that she instructed the Honduran Foreign Affairs Minister to start negotiations with China and that her intention is to expand the borders with freedom. Honduras is one of the few remaining allies of Taiwan, and Castro's announcement represents